It's like two different worlds. I've determined to devote myself to social activism since I graduated from the university. I joined a union confederation as a staff member, organizer a few years before the 2019 social movement. The Union Confederation was founded in Hong Kong during the aftermath of the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing. The Union Confederation was born out of the idea of democracy against communism, in opposition to interference from the Chinese Communist Party and labor solidarity. The Union Confederation decided a lot of resources to help and establish grassroots unions focusing on workers from lower socio-economic backgrounds, whom resources and experience are limited. Soon after I joined the Union Confederation, I was given an opportunity to work with one of the grassroots unions. I found my work quite challenging, as there are quite a lot of systemic and cultural obstacles. First of all, there's always a lack of organizers who can take care of union affairs. Secondly, labor's laws in Hong Kong are not worker-friendly. Thirdly, a lot of workers in Hong Kong lack the motivation to confront injustice or to fight for their rights at the workplace. When dissatisfied, many simply stay silent or quiet. Workers at the bottom in Hong Kong are typically, first, elderly people, second, new immigrants from mainland China, and thirdly, ethnic minorities. Many of them don't have basic understanding of concepts like civil society, trade union and right protection. They often think of trade union as a welfare organization, even though it is supposed to empower workers to mutually support each other. Only a minority of these workers would become committed members of their unions. Having said that, our unions nevertheless made some inspiring achievements between 2017 and 2019. For instance, a cleaning workers' strike won a non-table rise from the meager minimum wage. There have also been some positive spillover effects of the strike. Fast forward to 2019, during the social movement, many pro-democracy unions sprang up. In some way, I think it's a beautiful misunderstanding. It was born out of despair. Many in the social movement felt that we had exhausted almost all means without much success. We had no option but to explore something new. Calls for a citywide general strike started to grow between June and July, with the aim to encourage the spread of the social movement all over Hong Kong. The month of June saw an emerging discussion on workers' strikes in different districts of Hong Kong. So we tried to support the district-level strikes by providing guidance and assistance. Though at the beginning it was still largely limited to the individual actions, meaning that they would take leave from work to part in demonstrations. It's not yet about union organization on a collective level. We thought that's not enough. We decided to approach strike organizers in different places. We discussed with them and offered them support, hoping to strengthen our solidarity. As a result, the strikes that took place in August and September were much more organized. The one that brought the Hong Kong airport to a standstill was simply massive. Some say that a general strike should be very well organized. I think there's no such thing as a flawlessly well-prepared revolution. We can only go with the flow. In Hong Kong, you could form a union very easily. Some saw this as an opportunity. A majority of these new unions were formed with the goal of supporting the pro-democracy social movement, though a lot also didn't know how. This started out as a misunderstanding. but unexpected yet positive things grew out of it organically. For example, the newly formed Pro-Democracy Hospital Authority Employees Union and the White Collar Workers Union were influential enough to be able to organize large-scale strikes. They are capable of raising awareness in political issues as well as connecting and building a strong bond among fellow travelers in the social movement. These unions gradually evolved from merely politically focused associations to unions that pay attention to both political matters and sectoral interests and concerns of workers. In the grassroots unions that I've been working with, most of the workers are not politically active. During the social movement, I try to get them informed about political topics and listen to their views. Turns out over half of them actually support the movement. Over the time, some even wanted to get involved. But unfortunately, the authorities soon became intolerant towards almost all demonstrations around September and October. The national security law entered into force in mid-2020. And since then, a lot of the pro-democracy unions were dissolved, including the Union Confederation where I worked. It's like two different worlds. Although the Union Confederation didn't provide the best support, its financial backing was still substantial to the grassroots union. Now we no longer have such access. More importantly, we've lost a platform where unions could freely network and collaborate with one another. Under the national security law, nobody knows where the red line lies. Unions have no choice but to be more cautious. Unions have started to lose their power. Unions are scared, so are workers. Of course, I'm also worried about my own safety. Some pro-China newspapers criticized me because of my participation in the social movement and my union involvement. One need not to do anything provocative. Any attempt to get a no-objection notice for demonstrations gives the authorities a reason to keep an eye on one's activities. It's simply because of one's presence in the civil society. It's the new normal. Some unions have transformed into training-focused entities. Others have stopped receiving cases or complaints from workers. Some no longer represent the voice of workers, but they might survive. I find this disheartening. I understand one has to be prudent, but giving up an advocacy altogether makes union work almost meaningless. I am now a union organizer on a voluntary basis. I don't dare to think about doing anything significant in this new normal. I don't dare to think about doing anything significant in this new normal. It's not easy. The red lines are everywhere. Yet I still want to keep voicing out and keep doing things, at least on less sensitive labor rights related topics like working time. As one of those who have decided to stay in Hong Kong, I have to adapt to this new normal. If one chooses to continue with activism, pressure is inevitable. I'm still hanging in there. I'm still okay.